Joe Gibbs joins us on Sports Byline. Of course, four times he goes to the Super Bowl. He wins three of those, and now he's involved with another sport as he has founded Joe Gibbs Racing and has had great success there as they've won a Daytona 500 and also the Winston Cup Championship, and his two drivers, Bobby Labonte and Tony Stewart. Joe, nice to have you with us. And you have this book out called Racing to Win, Establish Your Game Plan for Success. What was the motivation for writing this book?
Well, actually, Ryan, by the way, I appreciate you having me on. And the first thing I want to say is all the proceeds from the book go to charity or promoting the book, so it's not for personal gain. I kind of feel like I discovered, I would say if somebody asked me the definition of the reason why I did this book, I think I've discovered a game plan for success that anybody can follow. And for me, Ryan, when I took off out of school, I kind of looked around and I said, hey, listen, the world says if you make money, in my case, win football games, I'm going to be happy. So I took off, and as I started to do some of that, I said, wait a second. If I do this and wind up with nobody to enjoy this with me, in other words, relationships and friends and family, I said, my life's going to be a mess. So I added that to the program. And then I said, well, I saw a lot of my friends doing that. You know, they got good friends. They're making money. They're being successful in sports. But they make some bad moral choices. And I said, holy mackerel, I said, well, I better be doing that also. So I added that to the program. And then, of course, team building was big for me and family and sports. And then, of course, you could do all those things and make bad health choices. So I think what the book is about, it's six areas of life that I struggled with, and it's kind of detailed in the book. And then I made a discovery. There's a game plan for those six areas. And that game plan actually goes back to a book that was written a couple of thousand years ago, and it's the Bible, and there's some simple cornerstone principles in each one of those areas. And as I started following those, I started having success. And anybody can do it. I tell everybody, look, I'm a physical education major. If I can do it, anybody can do it. So that's really a little bit about the book. That's kind of a little bit of a rundown on what the book's all about.
Joe, as I look through the book, one of the things I came away with, and correct me if I'm wrong about this, that if you had to use one word to describe the things that you just talked about, it was balance.
I think it's having the right priorities in life. I think you've hit it on the hill, and I guess you could say that's balance. And, you know, a lot of people, for me, when I first started out, I had coaching, winning football games was probably number one in my life. And, of course, that doesn't work. You need to have God first, and then your family and loved ones, and then your occupation. Now, I've also seen a lot of people that don't have it third in their life. They don't have it second or first. Sometimes they may have it 15th, and that's a recipe for failure. So I think it's kind of a personal book for me. It's a struggle, like I mentioned, in my life, in all those areas. I obviously had a big struggle in my occupation, really, when I first started. I went to the brink of bankruptcy financially, which is detailed in the book, because I was a fool. I was playing the game, and I wasn't following the game plan. And yeah. So kind of what the book lays out is a game plan for life, and all those, it gives you what I think is the real definition of success. And then it kind of lays out a little game plan. And it's got some simple cornerstone little principles I think you can follow. And if I'd only have done that, I tell people I want to save them 10 years of misery. Don't do what I did. I want to save you 10 years of misery.
One of the things that I've said as a businessman myself, because I started this network back in 1988 with just 12 stations, and now we're at 200 U.S., 500 worldwide, is that the people you love will never go away, but everything else can come and go. And I think the perspective is really the important thing, is it not, to keep things in balance again once again? Because when we get into business, we tend to get tunnel vision almost, in a sense, Joe, no matter what that business is.
Well, and I think you do. I think if you don't watch it, your business or your occupation, and particularly for a man, or it could be for a woman also, and I think the book applies either way, you get driven in that area. A lot of us are driven to succeed, and we think our occupation is going to make us happy. And of course, I discovered that's not the case. And of course, our occupation and money is very important. And as a matter of fact, God mentions in his Bible 2,350 times he talks about money. He knew it was going to be important for us. And what I did, I was never egotistical in football. But when I got in the NFL and everything, and I started, you know, I had only a three-year contract, wasn't making that much money. And I said, I need to get rich here. And so what I did is I jumped into a simple partnership in Norman, Oklahoma, and it's detailed in the book. But basically, I took myself right to the brink of bankruptcy, and it's kind of all detailed in the book. It was a monumental mess. And then I started discovering some simple principles that God has in His Word, and I wrote down 15 things I learned from that financial mess, and number one on that list was listen to your wife. She's there for a reason.
That is funny.
She didn't want to do any of it. And I took her right down the tubes with me.
You also said one time, I learned a lot from Mr. Cook, Jack Kent Cook, the late owner of the Washington Redskins. What did he teach you?
Well, I think Mr. Cook, I think, was one of the most unusual people I was ever around. And, of course, you probably, Ron, know a lot about him because he passed through the West Coast and through L.A. and the Lakers and everything out there. Mr. Cook, I think, was one of the best analyzers of people I've ever seen. In other words, I could walk a football coach in there that I was thinking about hiring, and he would interview him for 10 or 15 minutes, and the guy would leave the room, and he would hit him right on the button. He'd say, hey, don't hire this guy. You know, he's self-centered and all this. Or he might say, hey, this guy's perfect. He believes in the program. So he was a great analyzer of people. He treated me one way. He might treat Joe Theismann a different way. So he really was a good analyzer of people. Yet I sat in front of Mr. Cook at one point, and here's a guy that was a billionaire, very successful in so many ways, and he literally had tears in his eyes, and he said, Joe, I've made a mess out of my relationships in life. So here was a guy, very successful in business, very successful in his occupation. But as you know, Ron, if you've kind of followed his life, he told me, he said, I had four marriages, and he had all kinds of personal problems. In other words, he could analyze people, but he had a tough time carrying on a relationship. And so it was just an awful struggle for him. And I think, to a large extent, he was really unhappy because of that. So, but I also learned a lot about sports from him. He told me one time he had a great ability to say this to me. He would say, I think you need to do this, this, and this. But let me say this. I ruined my first coach, and I'm not going to ruin you. You have to do what you think is best. Now, that, I think, is the real one of the real gifts of an owner. And, of course, the other thing for him, he was in it to win, not to make money. And if I convinced him we had to have somebody or something to win, he'd spend the money.
Joe, let me ask you, you were always intense and very serious, and I mean, you took your job as the coach of the Redskins, and you do the same thing in racing right now, very serious. How hard was it for you to connect on a personal or an emotional basis with the people that you worked with, the players and now the members of your crew and everything?
I actually think if I was going to analyze myself, and it's probably better you'd talk to somebody else about me, but I think I'm a people person. I've always enjoyed being around people.
But do you show it? Is it hard for people to see that? Because I don't think a lot of people see that in you. I know you to be that way, but I don't think a lot of people see you that way.
I think the people that are with me, that are around me, family, people that work for me would say that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The persona that comes across, Ron, and I think Bill Walsh is probably a good example of this too.
Right.
We call the plays. So when you're on the sidelines, I've always looked at those kind of coaches. They always come across as kind of stoic. You know, they're not emotional. Well, think about it. If you're taking a test, a mental test, are you emotional? Are you running up down the sidelines? Hey, most of those guys that do that are not calling the plays. Because the guy is calling the play, he's thinking about what's happening, what's on the field, what's the next play I'm going to call. It's like taking a mental test for 3 hours. And so when people catch you like that on TV, you come across as being, hey, this guy's a vanilla wafer. Look at him. He has no emotion or anything. And so the coaches that do that, I think, kind of get labeled a little bit that way. But yet I think the people that are around me all the time, the coaches that were with me all the time, I'd say that they would probably say I'm the other way. Tell stories all the time, joke, laugh, get emotional. I think it was a little bit of what TV showed of me is kind of what the people that didn't know me personally would say.
I agree wholeheartedly with that, and also I know well enough that the players on your team need to know that they can believe in the captain on the bridge of the ship. Hold on just a second. Joe Gibbs has joined us. The name of this fascinating book is Racing to Win, Establish Your Game Plan for Success. We'll continue talking about this book as we continue across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network and the Internet. We've got you on Sports Byline.